KJAN Sports.
Time now for a check of sports this morning here on KJAN Sports, brought to you by Marty Elkhorn Telephone Company. Check with them for a complete internet hookup.
Fast internet is required for home and the office, and METC delivers. And the best way to get fast internet is with a METC bundle of service, which can combine internet, digital TV, and voice services. Fast internet makes streaming movies, music, or video chatting a breeze, but you can also do homework, email, shop online, plan your next trip, or even play games. And with more services needing an internet connection, you are bound to need a lot more internet speed than you think. Stop in or give us a call. We have answers to your questions. Marnie Elkhorn, your local connection to it all.
And now taking a look at sports this morning here on KJAN, starting off taking a look here at high school sports. No activities to report from last night, but a lot of activities are set to take place here today around the area. And some of that activities will be track. Track and field qualifying state meets will be held all across the state here today. And in Class 1A, one of the host sites will be Audubon, as teams that will be competing there from the area include Adair Casey, Arweva, Audubon, Booyer Valley, Cam, Charter Oak Ute, Coon Rapids Baird, Exira EHK, Guthrie Center, Nottoway Valley, Orient Maxburg, Riverside, and Woodbine. Also in Class 1A, a site that Martinsdale-St. Mary's will include Earlham, along with Murray and Martinsdale-St. Mary's. They're competing. Also in sight in Mount Air here tonight, District 8, it will be Bedford, Clarinda Academy, East Union, Essex, Griswold, Lennox, Mount Air, Nishnabotna, and Stanton all competing at that location. Also a sight at West Harrison will include East Mills, Fremont Mills, Logan Magnolia, Sydney, St. Albert, Tri-Center, and West Harrison and Westwood and West Monona all competing there at that location. Also in Class 2A here tonight, a state qualifying site will be a Trainer, as they will host AHSTW, Clarinda, Missouri Valley, Panorama, Red Oak, Shenandoah, Southwest Valley, Trainer, Underwood, West Central Valley, Woodward Academy, and Woodward Granger all competing there in Class 2A. Also in Class 2A at Ridgeview tonight, IKM Manning and Kemper Catholic will be competing at that location. Let's look at some of those sites in Class 2A. In 3A tonight, Atlantic will be a host site, as Atlantic, Carroll, Creston, and Denison-Sleschwig, Glenwood, Greene County, Harlan, and Winterset will be the teams competing here in Atlantic tonight there in Class 3A. And also in Class 4A tonight, the host site is Lewis Central, as Council Bluffs Abraham Lincoln, Council Bluffs Thomas Jefferson, and Lewis Central will all be local teams competing there at that site for those state qualifying track meets here this evening. Also going on here today on this Thursday is District Tennis, and some of the action that will be going on in District Tennis here today in Class 2A action. It's host site at Johnston, as Council Bluffs Abraham Lincoln and Council Bluffs Thomas Jefferson and Lewis Central will be competing at that site here this evening. And also in the Class 1A action that's being held today in Lamar's today, Lamar's will be competing there along with Spirit Lake and Storm Lake and Spencer. At Red Oak today, Clarinda, Clark Osceola, Creston, Glenwood, Red Oak, Shenandoah, Southwest Valley, and St. Albert will all be competing at that site. At Kemper Catholic here today, Atlantic, Audubon, Ballard, Denison-Sleschwig, Harlan, Kemper Catholic, and Saydell all supposed to compete at that location as well. There may be a change in that. They're considering a change in that site due to the weather conditions here today, so we'll let you know on that later on. That's some of the scheduled action there in tennis as well here today in high school sports. Turning our attention now to Major League Baseball, a game you heard last night here on KJAN. Corey Kluber struck out 18 and allowed his only hit in the seventh inning, getting his first win of the season in style and leading the Cleveland Indians to a 2-0 win over the St. Louis Cardinals last night. The reigning AL Cy Young winner didn't yield a hit until Johnny Peralta grounded a single clean to center with two outs in the seventh. A small crowd of 12,313 on a crisp night at Progressive Field gave Kluber a warm ovation, and he finished the inning by striking out Jason Hayward. His 18 strikeouts tied the club record for a nine-inning game held by Hall of Famer Bob Feller back in 1938. It's also the most strikeouts by an AL pitcher since Roger Clemens did it back in 1998. Prince Fielder homered and had three hits. Shin-Shu Chu hit a leadoff homer in the second straight game, and the Texas Rangers beat the Kansas City Royals 5-2 last night. Also in Major League Baseball, Chris Coughlin drew a bases-loaded walk in the bottom of the ninth inning to give the Chicago Cubs a 2-1 victory over the New York Mets last night. The Cubs have won three straight. They scored twice in the final two innings after being shut out for seven innings by Mets ace Matt Harvey and got that victory last night. Also in Pacific Coast League baseball action yesterday, Omaha at Round Rock was postponed due to rain. Iowa beat Nashville 3-2. Iowa hosts Nashville once again today at Principal Park at 1:05. Omaha at Round Rock will be a doubleheader now due to that rainout yesterday. They'll play at 6:05 and 8:35 here this evening. Also in the National Hockey League, it doesn't get more exciting than overtime in a Game 7, and Derek Stepan scored 11:24 into overtime, lifting the New York Rangers past the Washington Capitals 2-1 and into the Eastern Conference Finals. Stepan's wrist shot from the left wing after he won a faceoff, a rarity for the Rangers, capped a comeback from a 3-1 deficit in the series. The Rangers are the only team to manage that in successive years, doing the same thing to Pittsburgh in the second round in 2014. Alex Ovechkin scored in the first period for Washington, which has lost five Game 7s in as many tries when leading a series 3-1. Kevin Hayes tied it in the second. New York, which had the NHL's best record this season, will face Tampa Bay for a spot in the Stanley Cup Finals, where the Rangers lost to the Los Angeles Kings last spring. The series begins Saturday at Madison Square Garden. And the Eastern Conference Finals will be, the Western Conference Finals will be getting underway on Saturday as Chicago gets set to take on Anaheim. Stephen Curry turned in an MVP-worthy performance. Klay Thompson snapped out of his shooting funk, and the Golden State Warriors rolled past the Memphis Grizzlies 98-78 on Wednesday night to take a 3-2 lead in their Western Conference semifinals series. Curry scored 18 points on 6 three-pointers and added a career playoff-high 6 steals to go with 7 rebounds and 5 assists. Thompson scored 21 points, and Harrison Barnes had 14 as the Warriors won their second straight game in impressive fashion. Golden State can close out the Grizzlies in Game 6 on Friday night in Memphis. Al Horford snatched away an offensive rebound and dropped in the winning basket with 1.9 seconds left after Dennis Schroeder's drive to the basket was blocked by John Wall, giving the top-seeded Atlanta Hawks an 82-81 victory over the Washington Wizards on Wednesday night and a 3-2 lead in the Eastern Conference semifinals. Paul Pierce, who made a buzzer-beating winner in Game 3, appeared to have doomed the Hawks again when his three-pointer from the corner gave the Wizards an 81-80 lead with 8.3 seconds left. Wall, playing for the first time since Game 1 after fracturing several bones in his left hand, fell to the court in celebration. Pierce taunted the Hawks bench and home crowd on his way back down the court, but Atlanta had one more chance, and Horford snatched the ball away from Nene, who tumbled to the court uncontested. The Hawks center put it in for the winner. And once again, we will have Cardinals baseball for you today, taking on the Cleveland Indians, and that game is set for an early start time, 10:15 the pregame here this morning. They'll get first pitch underway at 11:10. That's a look at the latest sports here on KJN, brought to you by Marty Elkhorn Telephone Company. Check with them for complete internet hookup. I'm Chris Parks, KJAN Sports.